Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, what's up, Geekscapers? Welcome to Geekscape. Yep.
What was that?
I still I
don't
know
what they say there.
I think it's like I don't know.
I just hear something about awesome.
Oh, at the end.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. There have been periods where I thought I know what it says at the end of the theme song, and then my own self-doubt that permeates all of my life also permeates my thoughts on that theme song, and I go, well, maybe I don't know what it says at the end of that theme song for the Geekscape theme song, but if that was your first time listening to that, and this is your first time on Geekscape, we're going to talk movies, video games, comic books, TV, and that's what we've been doing for 9 years. We're going to keep it going strong until they probably put me in the ground, and it may only be a few months, it may be a few years, I don't know, but we've been doing Geekscape this long, so why not keep it going? I'm Jonathan London. As always, I'm joined by my co-host. That's Kenny Craig right there.
How you doing, Jonathan?
That's Will Sterling.
Yeah, that's me.
And we don't just like talking amongst ourselves when we talk movies, video games, and comics. We like having a guest, usually somebody from that realm of movies, video games, comics, and TV. Right. This week, no different, Angela Zhao.
Hello.
Who's an actress on AMC's Hell on Wheels, among other things. And she's here to talk about not just AMC's Hell on Wheels, but we've got a pretty big week happened in the Geekscape. We had... right off the top, Alan Rickman died.
Yeah.
Yep.
And last night I was watching some Robin Hood Men in Tights, Prince of Thieves.
Uh-huh. No, might as well be Men in Tights. Roam around the forest looking for fights.
But it was Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
And his performance in Prince of Thieves, I don't think it was one of the ones that comes to mind when you remember Alan Rickman died. Obviously, right. You have Die Hard. Obviously, mm-hmm. You have Harry Potter. People remember him from...
Love Actually.
In Galaxy Quest.
I think of that in Galaxy Quest.
Love Actually in Galaxy Quest. And last night, I went over to a friend's house, and they had Prince of Thieves on, and I was like, oh, damn. It's not the best movie, Prince of Thieves. It's got its own cheese factor going on. But he's just as awesome as he is in everything else. You know, if that was the tone of that movie, is to, like, really go for it, dude. His Sheriff of Nottingham is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, Alan Rickman died. That sucks.
I know. Very sad.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if you're in the entertainment industry and you're 69 years old right now, you're staying indoors, you're going to the doctor, or like, you're having a doctor come to your house every single day, because it's within a week, two actors, or a singer and an actor, like, mm-hmm. 69 years
British.
Old, but mm-hmm. both die of cancer.
Right.
It's scary.
And then Glenn Frey died of the Eagles.
Yeah,
who
67.
I mainly remember, not just from the Eagles, but I wrote Miami Vice as a comic, and I watched tons of Miami Vice, and he was in The Smuggler's Blues, which is one of the famous episodes where, you know, they're flying a plane just under the radar, you know, from Cuba or wherever it was.
Yeah.
And he's the pilot, and, you know, he was an actor in Miami Vice and also did, like, some of the music. So whenever I saw that Glenn Frey died, I was like, oh, Miami Vice, Glenn Frey, no. So, yeah, it just seems like 2016, there was a meme that I saw over the weekend that was like, 2016, directed by George R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
Because people are just getting killed left and right, just dying left and right.
I like the other one you posted, though, that you're like, dear cancer, Donald Trump is also 69 years old.
Just saying. Okay, so can I...
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so
wow.
Yeah, Thursday night I tweeted that and posted on Facebook.
Hold on, I'm going to retweet that right now.
Hey, cancer, Donald Trump is also 69. Just saying. Like, I tweeted that. And I woke up Friday morning and I had a message on Facebook
from the NRA.
A bunch of if you're a Donald Trump supporter, how are you still my friend? Because I've posted so many things like on Facebook that's like, I truly believe this individual is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with the xenophobia and the politics. And we don't have to talk about politics here on Geekscape. And I mean, you know, he's an entertainer, I guess. But he's more of an entertainer than a candidate.
That's true.
In my opinion. But I tweeted that. And the only people who were upset by it, who didn't see the irony in the joke of me really kind of pointing out that, hey, these guys were 69 and cancer claimed them, but we loved them, is like, I was like, okay, you're upset by that. And... oh, now I see your profile pic. It's Trump 2016. Oh, got it. Yeah. There were people who were Trump 2016 who not only called me an asshole for wishing cancer on someone, which I didn't do. I suggested the cancer.
I didn't wish it.
I'm just sending you a text right now.
Play fair, dude.
Yeah, if you got nothing else to do tomorrow.
Take some of our... take some of the ones we don't want, too.
Totally fair.
But... wishing cancer on someone's a little strong, but I woke up to that and they were very upset. But not only were they upset on Facebook, they then go to Twitter and call me a piece of shit on Twitter. and their other like Trump supporters on Twitter are like, yeah, fuck that guy, and I'm like, okay, let's see who's mixing it up on Twitter with me. And I'm not responding to any of them, but I'm just clicking on their profiles, just taking a little personal, you know, catalog of what I'm dealing with here. Pensacola, Florida. I'm like, okay. It's like, Kentucky, Georgia. I mean, I'm from Texas. I can't really talk because our state is fucking up the country, right? But, okay, I got to admit, I knew something was up with just the lack of grammar, spelling, I don't know, syllables and complete words that were in some of these tweets coming at me.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where, you know, you only need a number of letters in a word to figure out what that word is.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
even if they're scrambled up.
Even if they're scrambled up, right?
Yeah.
That's how these fuckers talk.
Right.
That's how they write.
Right.
So I knew what they were saying. I knew what they were calling me.
Right.
None of the words were actually well written.
You're like, Gaffet?
I was like,
what?
I was like, did you say I can't? No, you called me. Oh, got it. Right. Now I, okay. So yeah, cancer's taken Alan Rickman. Yeah. I guess pneumonia took Glenn Frey. It sucks. Let's just hope that was it for 2016.
Yeah, no one else in the world dies. Please. In 2016.
Cancer, you filled your quota, and it's only 2 weeks in. Can we just stop?
It's true.
So we got that, and it sucks. Alan Rickman.
Don't cross him off.
Yeah, I know.
That's so sad.
All I'm saying is, I guess we're not going to get that Galaxy Quest sequel. We might get a Galaxy Quest sequel. I don't know why, but you know, there's a comic book.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get the one with Alan Rickman. So that's sad. So Angela's here. Hell on Wheels. And the thing about Hell on Wheels that I want to ask Angela is the introduction to your character. Can you tell me, tell the listener a little bit about the introduction of your character in this last season?
Oh, okay. Well, in the last season.
Because you play Fong, but really May.
Mm. Yes, yes. It was rather confusing.
Why two names?
Two names. Yeah, Fong / May is what it says.
If people haven't watched Hell on Wheels, like, just give them a little backdrop on the show. It's the AMC show that premiered after Walking Dead. I watched like the first season, and then they moved nights, right?
Yeah.
They moved it from after Walking Dead to like a Monday or Tuesday, right?
I think it's a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Is it still after Walking Dead?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's
AMC. Please don't listen.
Yeah. Anyway, it's an AMC show that is about the building of the Transcontinental Railway in America. First four seasons was about the Union Pacific that was moving from east to west, and then in our season, the fifth and final season, we followed the Central Pacific that moves from the west to the east.
And there's like money to be had in the west, so that means backstabbing, killing,
that's right,
taming,
drinking,
Indians, men being men, exactly, right? So it's almost like a gold rush show, but the gold is the men, and like Common was in it.
Yeah,
you had all sorts of different actors in it. It was a pretty high profile, right?
And I was the most, I was like, I saw Common in this, and I was like, oh, the last time I saw him was what was in Terminator Salvation, going, the signal, it works, it's beautiful, and I was like, oh, this is, I'm worried some. Then I watched the first four seasons, and I was like, best character in the show.
I know, right?
He's so good.
Great job.
He's so good.
Now, how did they introduce your character? Because you were added last season, season before, last season?
Last season, in the fifth season.
But the West, especially the taming of the railroad, is no place for a lady.
No place for a lady.
Well, that's where men are being men.
So what happened in the last season was they finally found, they were filling in everyone on the Chinese side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So before, that's why I didn't get to meet Common. I was so sad. Because a lot of the building on that side was done by the Irish and by a lot of the blacks. And then from the west, it was a lot of the Asians. Mainly, though, I think the writers were thinking, oh, gosh, the only Asian women that were around there were just sort of in the brothels. They were prostitutes. And there's already a lovely lovable prostitute on the show.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't want to write another one of those in. And I guess the way they managed to fit me in there was they were looking for a girl who could be disguised as a boy. And so that's why at the beginning of last year it was all super hush-hush, and it was all like, oh, Fong, he. And they introduced me as like, he has been acting.
You think that they're putting, when they're using all these air quotes, that it may give it away.
He.
Yeah, that's Fong, how they talk about it in the press.
But was that a surprise for the audience? I didn't watch the episode. Was that a surprise for the audience that like this male character is now like, surprise?
Right.
No, it was actually a huge surprise. And surprising. Okay, so strangely.
Did they keep it off your IMDb or go so far as to do that
kind
of stuff?
They did. So they asked me to take down all my social media. Not that I was that active on it anyway. I took down my public social media. It wasn't on my IMDb. And in the electronic press kit that AMC released for the fifth season,
they called you Chris.
No, they called me, close enough, they called me A Zhao. So A dot Zhao.
A Zhao.
Yeah, that's what they did for that. But I don't know how no one found out, because when you looked at all the headshots, everyone was looking directly into the camera. Mm-hmm. And my character,
she's like this.
I was looking off into the distance, looking dodgy. So I don't really know.
Like, is that a boy? You know, I mean, keep in mind, like, you had enough enough drinks at the club. You guys have all been guilty of that.
Yeah.
All right, mistaking a lady for a boy. I mean, a boy for a lady. You know what, guys?
Yes.
Let's talk about the internal version. Guys, we're going to pause real quick. We're going to come right back and talk about more Hell on Wheels with Angela Zhao. And all your questions will be answered. transgender disguises.
Yep.
We'll be right back on Geekscape. All right. We're back on Geekscape, and you know, you guys don't know this, but for the early part of my life, I passed as a girl.
Did you? Really?
No.
But I wanted Angela to feel good about it.
I was just going
to
say, you had big, beautiful eyes. I would have fallen for that.
I'm Juanita.
Juanita.
So how long did you have to keep up this disguise for AMC and for Hell on Wheels that A Zhao was a boy, and then the character of Fong, who eventually was May... And is it still a disguise on the show, or is it
oh,
like...
Oh, no, if it were, I wouldn't be able to talk to you.
Because you're now the... No. Narratively on the show, like, do all the characters know, or is it just like...
Oh, yeah, no. Narratively on the show, only Cullen Bohannon knows, and then her father as well, but her father has passed away on the show now.
And you're the love interest. Is there a love interest thing going on, or what?
No. Okay. I think that depends on how you interpret it.
Okay, but that was like
the
big secret is like this boy is, you know, so when they find out that you're actually a girl, it's
Einhorn
like,
is Finkel.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I think there are cute little moments after it's revealed, but you know, it's all very up in the air right now. I'm not going to say whether or not.
No, of course. You're going to have to watch the show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's been like a theme for us in 2016 because we were talking about gamers to play as a female character,
right.
Like male characters who have the choice of playing as a male character or a female character, and they're like, you know what, I'm a dude, but I'm going to play as a female character just for like the varied experience.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Great. I mean,
yeah, and that was like a topic of two episodes ago, and then it took to Twitter and people talking about it. Obviously, like the character of Mei has to act as Fong, and there are certain physical mannerisms that go into that and stuff like that. Like how did you prepare for that?
Well, I was super, super lucky. Like AMC, they're so great. They hooked me up with a gender consultant. So I had a guy called
Jen. My parents want me to get one of those, I think.
Yeah.
I think my wife wants me to
do that. He helps you sort of like sort out the gender stereotypes, and how they hold themselves. But basically, he used to be a she and...
the coach. Okay.
So it's actually... His main job is a transgendered coach.
Okay.
So he coaches people through their transition from turning into females into males.
Okay.
I think something in Canada says that before you're allowed to take the hormone therapy, you have to live as the sex you want to be or the gender you want to be for 6 months beforehand.
Right. You sure you want to do that? Like, make sure, yeah.
Right, exactly. Right. So you're going to have to like go into the bathrooms, try that out. And that was... It was just amazingly eye-opening. Like, I'd never really been exposed to anyone.
Did you do some of that stuff as part of your research? Did
exactly.
you, like, go into a men's room?
Yeah, I did.
You went into a men's room as a part of your research?
As a dude, yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Did you wait for an abandoned men's room, or did you go into a crowded men's room?
Well, actually, so what happened was...
Did you scratch weird places? Like, hey, what's up, guys? You see the game last
night? Hey, what's up? Who needs a funnel? I've got an extra few.
Okay, details, I guess, probably don't want to hear.
Let's talk about your research.
Yeah, so my research, it included, so when we first, originally it was just like this nice little conference room meeting where I got to ask him a lot of inappropriate questions, and then I realized I was like still not that comfortable with the idea of pretending to be a dude and pulling it off for two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him to take me out to a night in the bars in Calgary. And back then, it was actually during the big hockey final game. So everyone was super excited for that. Calgary was the underdog team. And they took me out to a bar on the semifinals with Calgary playing. And I was dressed up as a dude. I went over to his house. And James lives with another person who's just in the middle of transitioning right now. And so they had a lot of clothes for me to try on. I got to try on their clothes. And... they were so lovely. They actually gifted me my package, I guess.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah.
It's like a little prosthetic.
Yeah. Now, what is that made up of?
It was just made out of silicone to the point where you could actually pull it out of the bag and you could fly it back.
You're the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it looked really inappropriate, actually. I remember on the first day of shooting, I had it with me in my bag, and it was in, they just gifted it to me in a Ziploc bag to keep it airtight, and there was cornstarch around it to, I don't know, it soaks up moisture or something.
Sure.
And I got stopped at the airport.
And they think it's a pleasure device.
It
you know, I'm just trying
to think it's that dry, covered but, in white powder.
Right.
So it was.
Man, this sex freak is a coke addict. She's killed and she'll kill again.
So I was just so mortified. I computed that I was talking to an actual official officer.
Like,
he goes,
trust me, I'm not
ma'am,
silenced.
What is this? I was just like, oh my God, we're making a movie. And I grabbed it out of his hands and I grabbed it and I walked away and I was like,
that's
evidence.
He's like, what kind of movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't even question me anymore.
Really?
That. He was just so embarrassed.
Good job, TSA.
So embarrassed.
Just get out of my face.
Okay, so if you're going to hide a bomb,
get out of my face.
Hide it in a wang.
Yeah.
It's a wang bomb.
Hide it in a coke powdered dildo.
Yeah.
So what? Talk to me about like actually going out in public. You got the prosthetic. You got the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You actually went out for a night or two and actually... lived among us.
Oh my gosh.
Was it eye-opening?
It was ridiculously eye-opening, and I remember I was just very scared to do it at first. Not scared for my dangerous, you know, anything like that, but interesting, they actually filled me in and they said, you know, be careful, especially when you go into the men's room, because they have experienced a lot of violence during their time. So I was dressed up, and I kind of looked like an Asian gangster. I had a bandana on my forehead.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
You got photos of this?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I have
photos.
That's
awesome.
What was your name?
my name when I went out, we think we went for Angelo.
Angelo.
Yeah,
Angelo.
You're calling me close. Angelo on set. Yeah, because you don't want to give it something so far off that I'm not going to turn around to that. But I did try. So we walked in. I had a hoodie over the top of my head. And as I'm like pulling the hoodie down, everyone's looking at me because I just look like this crazy gangster person. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I can't pull this off. And then I realized after that I was done. And one of the big things I noticed was that as a dude, people don't make eye contact with you anywhere near as much as they do when you're a chick.
Well, they don't check you out.
They just look you once over when you walk into the room, and then they never look back at you ever again.
Are you a threat?
Right. Yeah, like, are you going
to
steal my
girlfriend? But a girl, they almost want like your eye contact to be like, are you a prospect?
Yes, and I did not realize.
Did you get any of those looks?
No. People just stopped looking at me after when I first walked in, and I realized, oh my gosh, I had never noticed how much women were looked at until I wasn't looked at that way anymore, and I realized people don't just periodically scan the room.
Yeah, did you have a positive or negative effect out of it?
Oh, that's definitely a positive effect, because I guess I was like, oh, I'm pulling it off.
That's good. And sometimes you want to go back out and be like, I really don't want to deal with the attention right now. I'm going to dude up.
It's being Angelo tonight.
I'm duding up. I think tonight's an Angelo night.
Now, here, you go out as Angelo. I'll be Kendra. And we'll swap. And who can pick up the most chicks and dudes?
Oh, a Geekscape special.
Yeah.
A Geekscape. Insider report. An insider report. Who can get the Morris girls? Kenny.
Or boys.
Yeah. Kenny with his sympathy votes.
Oh, a girl in a wheelchair. Oh, a girl that looks like a boy in a wheelchair. I feel so horrible. A girl with a beard in a wheelchair.
Or Angelo. That's interesting, though.
Right.
Were you ever scared?
So I was just more scared of the prospect of somebody being like, I don't know. I don't know what I was scared about.
You a chick? Like someone's scared about just asking you randomly.
Somebody, what would they do? What would they do? Would they just poke fun at me, say names at me? I don't know. I think I was more afraid of doing it on TV and for it not coming off well. So I was just like, I really don't care what. I don't care what happens in real life because that's just me and the how many people I can meet in one night or come in contact with versus like TV.
That's so interesting. And in the how did A's out do?
So it was perfectly fine. No one suspected a thing, at least that I know of. No one looked at me funny.
On the internet, was it cool? Like, were people buying it?
People didn't say a thing for the first episode at all. No one said anything online. And then when it was revealed on the second episode, it was a very polar split. It was 50% of people were like, oh my God, that's amazing. I didn't suspect a thing. And the other 50% were like, oh, I knew all along. I was talking to my wife and I looked at it and I said, there's something funny about that guy.
I knew there was something funny when I thought about her in private. Oh, man, that makes me feel a whole lot better, man.
Oh my gosh, somebody actually said that to me.
Really?
I gotta tell you why.
That's so funny.
Some people were super sweet about it.
I was wondering why I was thinking about that thong at work today. I was like, there's something with that thong I really like. And then when I found out it was May, man, what a relief off my shoulders. Because I actually called my wife.
I can go back into denial.
I called my wife Fong last night. well, now she won't be kicking me out. It's pretty funny. That's great.
Actually happened that way. And so I remember the waitress came over, and that was one of the big parts I was afraid of, was I was going to order something from the waitress.
Yeah, at this like big Calgary night.
Yeah.
When you're out socially.
Yeah, out there. But I was with a whole bunch of other people. So I was with maybe 6 other people.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good. I felt safe in the numbers. And yeah, I just remember I was working on trying to get the voice. Wow, I've lost it almost.
I'll take a hamburger.
But yeah, I'd been practicing it, right? Just practicing it. And then one thing I realized, James, my consultant, filled me in on, was like, you don't need to use that many words as a dude. You can just sort of like mumble your way and grunt your way through life.
I don't use complete sentences. I'm like those Trump supporters on Twitter.
It was true. So she came over and she was like, oh, hey, would you like another glass of water? And I was just like, I didn't look her in the eye at all. I put my hand over the glass of water and I was like, good things.
Don't worry about it, sweet tits. Wait, what? Now, did you ever get fresh with her like a man would?
No,
pimp slap her?
Did you get fresh where you're like, hey, sweet tits, get over here and give me my new soda. Hey, you. You didn't try and sexually harass any females while you were a man?
No, I didn't think I was going to push it, eh?
We do that. I think that's a Geekscape undercover.
It's probably not appropriate to do, especially
Geekscape,
Kenny.
The Geekscape undercover special.
Oh, yeah, we should do
that. Sexually harass people?
The man would be beating up the woman.
What are we talking about? We're talking about Kenny sexually harassing men?
We're talking about fighting how far Angela can push things.
Oh, I see.
Well, I will be in a wheelchair, so I'll turn my brakes off.
Yeah. Push Kenny around.
Yeah, we can push Kenny around.
Right. Okay. Well, Geekscapists, obviously we have a lot to discover and a lot to discuss. We'll be right back after this station ID. You're listening to Geekscape. Fascinating so far. And it's going to get worse. I mean, better. Hang tight. All right, we're back on Geek Transgender Talk. This is Geekscape. And we do have to talk about this.
Okay.
The Oscar nominations came out.
Yes.
And we do actually have a woman of color in the studio right now. And that is the big controversy with the Oscars this year is that it's the white Oscars.
It's usually
no nomination for Will Smith.
Nope.
No nomination for Idris Elba.
Nope.
No nomination for many people of color.
Michael
B. Jordan, Ryan Coogler.
Oh, for the Incredibles.
what do you guys think? Like, is this a controversy that's like we like Jada Pinkett Smith and today Spike Lee came out and was like, oh, we should boycott the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
It's too white. What do you guys think? Throwing it to you because I think Ryan.
Thank you for this easy topic to talk about.
Ryan Coogler, I think, should have definitely been nominated. Yeah, I thought Creed was on another level.
Phenomenal. It's definitely a problem. It really is. I don't think you can look at the movies that came out this year that had either black ensemble cast or black characters, or even just minority characters in general, and go, yeah, but they were just okay, because like some of the things that did get nominated, like that I'm not saying they're horrible movies, but I was like, Steve Jobs and some of these things that I just thought were okay, and then things that I thought were fantastic as films. This is like just even not looking at films as like, what are the races of the people in these movies? I'm like, as a movie, Straight Outta Compton, Creed, Beasts of No Nation, all these things are so good.
And Steve Jobs kind of disappeared, didn't it?
It got actor and a couple things. But Michael Fassbender's.
But as far as like in the audience, in like the critics' perspective, like that movie,
I saw almost nothing about it.
And I heard that Universal shortened its release because it was nobody saw it.
Nobody wanted to see it.
Which sucks. I'm a big Danny Boyle fan, and I definitely wanted to see it. But by the time I came around to wanting to see it and actually having the time to do it, it was gone.
Right.
I did think that he was great in The Big Short. The actor, Christian Bale.
Oh yeah.
Who got nominated for? Did he get nominated? I thought he got nominated for Steve Jobs.
No, Christian Bale's not in Steve
Jobs. Michael Fassbender.
He wasn't in The Big Short either.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
What are we doing?
Did Christian Bale get nominated for Big Short?
Yes.
He was awesome. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So both actors got nominated. Do you think then that they gave Michael Fassbender a nomination to give Michael Fassbender a nomination?
I don't know why. I mean,
because nobody saw Steve Jobs.
I
didn't see it.
I did. I had a screener, actually, just like a SAG screener, and I had missed it in the theaters, too. And I've been trying to go to any SAG screening I can, especially if there's Q&As and stuff. So I've seen most everything on the big screen, but that was just one that I straight up missed, and it was not on the top of my list to see. So when I watched it, I was like, there are elements of it that are okay and that I enjoy, but as a whole, when we're looking at, especially since the topic is like, is this the white Oscars? And I feel like some of the more non-white films or non-white characters were superior to a movie like Steve Jobs and did not get nominated. Is ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm like, how? I don't know. But they said something like 73% of Oscar voters are white, 63% of them are men, and
now are you voting?
50% of them are over 63 or something.
Are you voting?
Am I voting?
Yeah, don't vote.
I can't vote in the Oscars.
Yeah, you're voting.
I vote for the SAG Awards.
Don't vote in that either.
No, but they have.
You're destroying the system.
But people are well represented.
Angela can vote. You can't vote.
I don't even know. I don't have a say either.
Damn it. Trump's winning the Oscars.
But wasn't there something about Beasts of No Nation? It's more of a
Netflix thing.
It was the problem that it had been released not theatrically first. And I think you can only be qualified for the Oscars if you're released theatrically first.
How are they going to help that? Because all these theater chains were boycotting Netflix because Netflix has been destroying the whole theater business. There was a story in the Hollywood Reporter today about, or maybe it was just over the weekend and I just read it today, that all these TV studios the film studios and the different networks and definitely the distributors on the theatrical level have to feel the same way that Netflix, that everybody bought into very early by saying, hey, this is just another distribution arm for our DVD and Blu-rays, are now like, oh my God.
This is our biggest competitor.
This is now our biggest competitor. In 2007, when they were just mailing out these little things with DVDs
white and then
these little red envelopes, this all made sense to us, and it was just another way for us to get our DVDs out there, and they bought a ton of our DVDs.
Yeah.
Now they are a huge competitor for us, and it looks like it's
they going, took our I jobs. Mean, I mean, they're taking our jobs.
To put it in
South Park.
Yeah, to put it in perspective, Disney bought Star Wars for $4 billion.
Yeah, okay? Right. Yeah.
I'm now hearing that Netflix is valued at $41 billion.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Like, and it's getting worse. Like,
how many DVDs do they have in that studio? Wow.
Well, obviously it's not just that, but it's the fact that they just announced the release dates for 10 more series, yeah, including Orange of the New Black's fourth season. So they love that stuff. There's talk that Jessica Jones, which is season the Marvel two. Stuff, and that's yeah. big for us, got a season two.
They're like looking to do Punisher.
They're
like
doing their own... These are stories right off the front page of Geekscape.net, folks, and... the Punisher series, which you knew when they added Punisher to Daredevil, you were like, okay,
yeah,
if this works, and it's probably going to work, there's going to be a Punisher miniseries or another Punisher 13-episode series.
Right.
It just felt like a no-brainer, and now there's serious talk that that's going to happen. There's no stopping Netflix. Nope. And you know what? There's no going backwards, okay? You can't reset the time machine. You can't go backwards. Netflix is here. This is the future. Streaming is the future.
Mm-hmm.
I had a discussion today with George Callert, who's my partner with Geekscape, and he's distributing two movies and talking about digital distribution. And right now, if you're going to show digital in a theater, you still have to physically send them a hard drive. Like, the files are just too big for that level of 4K digital distribution.
Right.
But come on, guys, within 4 years. You're gonna be able to stream that 4K resolution
the cloud.
Yeah, into a movie theater.
Right.
And then a lot of your distributors' costs that are currently hindering them, which is literally a ton of hard drives and a lot of mailings.
Right.
And overhead for keeping all that stuff straight and returning to you and blah blah blah. That's all gonna be a button.
Yep.
And you're gonna just be able to stream it right into a theater.
Yeah.
At that point, are you still streaming into theaters or are you streaming into homes?
Right.
And then what happens to your theatrical experience?
Right.
Is it limited only to 4DX like our own Justin used over the weekend? He spent $30 to go see Star Wars of Force Awakens
and get poked. Dildos.
Like they blew air. What happened, Justin? They blew air at you and they had rumble seats and
they
like
scents?
And the seats
did
it moved
smell
and
in
stuff.
The theater? Yeah, always wow. Smell-o-vision.
Oh,
as
so
well.
Like when Chewbacca showed up, it just smelled like a wet dog.
Yeah.
At that point,
it's like the Muppet
at that
thing
point,
at
we're
Disney
like,
World.
We're back in like the 50s and 60s, right? Like it's smell-o-vision.
There's like buzzers. There's like no you.
There's buzzers under the seats. The movie's so scary, you know,
like that part when Hansel's like, it's true, all of it. Smell that fart in the theater. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, is that kind of where we have to go? And we're talking about Beasts of No Nation, we're talking about the Oscars, but it feels unfair to not nominate that movie because it didn't get theatrical release when the theaters shut that movie out.
It had a small release.
And they're also shutting out the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is later this month.
Really?
Because Netflix is too big of a competitor for them.
Yeah. So how, like, what type of theater needs to be this, like, can you just show the movie on one, like, drive-in movie theater and be like, hey, look, it got a theatrical release, and now open it on Netflix.
I remember when I had a short film in theaters, we had to do that whole bit.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, we have a picture on
Netflix
the T-Radio
room.
V. Yeah. It's a Netflix streaming room. Yeah, at what point does Netflix, I guess that's...
Netflix theater?
Just have a Netflix theater chain, but that's a monopoly, and they'd break that up.
Yeah.
Wait, how could they have...
Because it's vertical. It's not horizontal. Does that make sense? Like, a vertical monopoly is broken up by the government.
Yes.
You can't own... That's the whole reason that Lemley is a theater chain, but it's no longer a theater studio.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Carl Lemley used to own a studio.
Yes.
Universal. But they broke it up and made it say, hey, you can't own a theater chain. And
show
this is
only
back in
Universal
the
30s. Movies.
Okay.
Yeah, because what was
the
happening
studios
was...
Studios were doing that big time.
Studios were blockbooking and saying, hey, if you want to have our grade A movie, you're also going to have to take our B and C movie.
Yeah.
Mm. And they were just dumping stuff into the theaters, and they could because you wanted that grade A movie. So
got it.
It was a monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah, distributors cannot run their own
theaters.
We'll
only give you Star Wars The Force Awakens if you take Mars Needs Moms.
Yeah, you can't produce... in the United States, at least, you can't produce, exhibit, and distribute.
And show them at the same time. Yes. And show Mars Needs Moms first and then Star
That's
Wars
right.
as a double feature.
You can produce and distribute, but you can't produce, distribute, and exhibit. That's the end of it. So Netflix can't own the theater chains. But
they don't have to. They have our homes. They're already on the inside.
Yeah.
They're on our computers. They're on our cell phones. They're Netflix, and they're not going back.
Hey, Netflix, thanks for calling. Oh,
I don't,
my God.
I don't know that voice, but my butthole puckered.
What? Yeah, well, so it's I'm scary. Looking forward to it, but it sucks for Beasts of No Nation.
It does.
I made a joke last night, Beasts of No Nominations.
Yes.
No.
Solid.
It made me sad. It made me really sad. I also made a joke that having seen The Good Dinosaur, he falls off more cliffs and gets swept by more floods and hit in the face more than Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. So it's basically Revenant for kids.
There's another highly nominated movie that I was just like, what?
The Revenant?
It's beautiful. All the individual components are great, but like as a whole movie, I was like, I'm really sleepy.
This yeah, I heard me. It was like kind of cringeworthy
really,
at some
point. I really loved that movie, but really? At the same time, if he wins that, he's got to give the Oscar from last year to Richard Linklater. Let's just be real.
No, he's never winning an Oscar.
Your favorite movie, Angela?
No.
Angela?
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this
What's
is
your
so
favorite?
Difficult.
Just throw a couple.
I absolutely love The Big Short.
It was awesome.
I think it was so original. The tone is just something that I don't really have never seen before. Absolutely loved how they were able to actually teach people about a very, very complicated thing.
With celebrities.
And then depress
with
them.
With celebrities and entertain them as well. I don't know. I just feel like that's really the beauty of what this industry is all about, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to get the rest of the list from Angela. She's going to brainstorm during this little break.
Okay.
And then when we get back,
only 45 more.
We're going to find out what else we liked. And we're going to talk and wrap up the show. Hang with us. We're still going to be here. Geekscape. All right, Geekscapists. Angela's not done with her list. She said The Big Short, but maybe there were some other movies. Did you see Room?
I did.
Room was fucking awesome.
Did, yeah. The Room was amazing. I didn't realize I could actually be that drawn in into like one room. But I was surprised that Room wasn't just set in one room and that there was actually other places.
Wow,
yeah.
Spoilers. Damn it. But I'm going to watch The Room again now, despite that.
Brie Larson's amazing, and that little kid.
Boy was, oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh my
and I was like, okay, as a director, like how are they going to keep us in the room, even for this period of time, first bit of that movie, and it is a quite a bit of the movie, and I was like, where are you gonna put the camera now, smart guys?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just awesome directing. It was well shot. The acting is incredible. Mm-hmm. I love Room. My favorite
movie,
Danish
Girl.
Yeah, The Danish Girl.
I saw that yesterday.
Eddie Redmayne. I want to see that one. What I really want to see is I heard Brooklyn's great. I'm interested in seeing Carol because I like the director.
Girls,
and they shot on 16mm. I want to see what the Super 16 looks like.
It's gorgeous.
I heard Todd Haynes in an interview. I'm like, this guy's really smart. he's just really smart. And I haven't seen all the movies. I think I've seen the geek friendly ones.
Spotlight.
Of course.
Did you see Spotlight?
Yeah, I like Spotlight.
Spotlight was so good.
That's like my favorite. That and Carol are my two favorites.
But I guess when it comes to the Oscars, Mad Max and The Revenant got the lion's share of the nominations, Mad Max is being recognized by like the People's Choice or the critics, and
that's more technical though, right?
Yeah.
Not for the
well, act. It got a best picture from I forget the organization, but they got a best it did get a best picture
from Teen's Choice Awards.
No, yeah. that one went to
Nickelodeon Kids Choice.
Yeah. That one went to Divergent too. Mad Max did, but last week on the Geekscape site we reported, and a lot of places reported, that George Miller had said, like, I'm not going to do another Mad Max movie. That was an interview taken out of context. George Miller was like, I'm not doing a Mad Max movie next.
Right.
But I have ideas for 2-3 more Mad Max movies. Wow. So let's rest easy. George Miller is totally doing more Mad Max movies. Now, whether or not he'll do another Happy Feet.
Oh, yes. Happy
or
Feet
Babe
3.
Film. We
I'd
don't know.
I'd love a Babe.
But
at this point, we might as well
you.
Just have George Miller's Justice League movie.
Well, you mentioned Justice
right?
League.
With Babe.
Did you
with
see babe. What the new DC animated film is going to be? Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to do that. I think the DC animated movies are really damn
good.
They're
great. Yeah. They're really good.
And I started watching more Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the episode with Red Tornado.
Uh-huh.
What? Red Tornado's in it?
It's
what episode is that?
It's like 4 back. And it looks
I've only seen 5.
It's pretty it's like the next episode.
Okay.
Or one of the next 2 episodes. It's pretty awesome. And I remember
like
getting
Tornado?
Like I remember seeing like the early photo of Red Tornado when it was the week that it was going to air and people were like Red Tornado but like
cuz he doesn't look like Red Tornado.
He looks like a Power Ranger.
Okay.
Or like a Power Ranger villain.
Okay.
But the photo did. Watching him on camera, I was like, looks like the damn Red Tornado.
Okay.
Let's get going. So he doesn't have the yellow arrow on his forehead, but he has you can see it's the Red Tornado. And
right.
He has all the Red Tornado powers.
Yeah.
He can make like whirlwinds out of his hands and like do cool shit. It's right. The Red Tornado. Chill out, nerds.
I love the Red Tornado.
It's really cool. So, Supergirl, I'm still watching it.
Oh, there we go.
I'm liking it.
Yeah,
there's
he looks
the Red
like,
Tornado.
He kind of oh, wow. looks like, he does kind of look like Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Or like, what's the Apocalypse? It sort of looks like
yeah,
Apocalypse.
But that's Red Tornado.
Yeah.
And when you see him fighting Kara Zor-El, it looked good.
Cool.
I was into it.
I'm game.
So, I don't know. Justice League versus Teen Titans. I was like, oh, Will's gonna throw it. Who wins that fight? Justice League, right? They're like
of course.
They're like the overpowered bigger brothers.
At the end, you realize it was just a training exercise.
Jesus Christ.
How do you avoid that?
It's just a simulation.
How do you avoid that storyline, geeks, where it's like Batman versus Captain America, Batman versus Superman, and then like halfway through, they're like, why are we fighting each other? Well, we have a mortal enemy.
Like you really want someone to just be beaten down.
Yeah,
like,
I want Batman to die. In the new movie.
I think that'll happen in Batman Superman.
Because the theme, because the theme
beat
is
up Superman.
Because the theme is what Jonathan tweets. I did tweet as Superman Action Man though, but I tweeted. He lets me borrow his Twitter sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But I wrote, people who say agree to disagree are quitters. You know.
Let's see it through to the end.
Yeah, they have
you
not.
Know what I'm talking about when people.
You're
say,
right. They have not decided to go the next step of yeah. fist fighting, which
yeah.
is the next step, and they
right.
need to keep
yeah.
going
yeah.
until someone's in jail
does
for their life.
Does it annoy you as much as it annoys me that people are like, "Oh, I know that I'm about to be found out as completely fucking wrong, so let's just agree to disagree."
Depends on the issue.
What I'm saying is, I have that come up sometimes in friendships,
mm-hmm.
and I have to imagine that Batman and Superman also get in those situations where they're like.
Correct.
You know what, Superman? Let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman, what if it ended with... What I'm saying is it? Why don't they just keep disagreeing?
You're saying, what if the end of Civil War wasn't a complete fucking wash?
It seems like every time a superhero is faced with fighting another superhero,
yeah.
halfway through the damn fight...
They start jerking each other off.
No, well, wait, what are you watching?
That's huh?
What can I do? What
That's
can
that
I do?
60s Batman
What
porno.
I'm saying is...
It's Batman inside Superman.
Midway through the fight.
Batman and Superman?
It's a new Pixar porno.
Batman and Superman.
Yeah, Batman.
Dawn of Justice. Dawn of more than just justice. What I'm saying is, midway through all these little fights that are supposed to be like, oh, this superhero versus that superhero, they're like, wait, we have a common enemy. And they turn to the common enemy, and it feels like a cop-out.
It turns into like Step Brothers.
But you know that's what Batman versus Superman is
going to be.
Did
we just become best friends?
Of course, we saw it in the trailer because
yes.
they showed us everything in the trailer.
But you know that in the end they're going to be friends. They have to
What
be.
If halfway through it, the big surprise is they just turn on Wonder Woman and they're just sexist assholes?
I don't want a girl on my team. I thought it was with you. What's this girl doing here?
Girl, a grill.
Ew,
grill.
You can't be in our clubhouse.
We can't hang out with her.
And she just beats the shit out of both of them because she's a god.
It's true.
Geekscape, does that bother you that midway through these superhero fights,
it's
you don't really get a resolution. You just get like, oh, as we're punching each other, what's behind this? Oh, the Collector. It's like, oh, Lex Luthor. It's like, let's fight him instead.
Maybe that's why The Dark Knight Returns is so cool, because Frank Miller's like, this is my own what-if scenario,
and
so I get
literally
to do what
the
fuck
shit
I want.
Superman,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just want one. I want someone you won't think will die.
Yeah.
All the time.
And you're like, oh,
and even
Superman,
in real life.
Superman.
No, not just, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, yeah. Not Ben Affleck. Yeah.
No.
Superman just cuts
his chin's too die. Batman-esque.
Angela, so Hell on Wheels, the new season, this is the fifth season.
It's
coming
the
up.
Second half of the fifth season.
Okay, so there was a mid-season finale, and now we're coming back, get you guys all riled up, and then this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the end of the road.
Yep.
Railroad.
Right. Well, the railroad has to be completed at some point.
And it plays here in the spring. It's airing here in the spring?
They haven't decided exactly when, but I think it should be summer, probably.
Okay, so Hell on Wheels is returning, guys. You can see Angela there as Fong slash May. and anything else? Anywhere else the Geekscapers can see you? You're Miss Angela Zhao on Twitter.
Yes, and I have an episode on Stitches coming out. That's ABC Family. And that one's totally different. That was super fun. It was a very much be careful what you wish for. I said to my agent and manager, I was like, it would be great to play a really girly role after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show people.
Yeah,
I still have
exactly.
It.
No more dirt for 6 months. Thank you very much. So I ended up playing China's biggest pop star.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was dressed up in all crazy sort of costumes and everything, so that would be a very different side
cool.
to see.
That's and that's awesome. Coming up on Stitches on ABC Family, guys. Angela.
Freeform, it's called now.
Were you worried
Freeform.
Yeah, they changed
Were you worried about coming on Geekscape? You're like, I can't talk geek, but
I still don't think I held up my geek end. There's just so much knowledge in this room that I can't.
You gave our listeners the image of a dildo and a bag full of coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we owe you for a long time. We'll owe you for a while. Yeah.
Can we just title this the Coke Dildo?
Geekscapist, I think she did great. You've been great.
Thank you for having me.
Again, it's Miss Angela Zhao on Twitter, and we can watch her on Stitchers, and of course, Hell on Wheels. That right over there is Will Sterling.
It's me.
That's Kenny Craig.
Sometimes.
I'm Jonathan Lennon. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook and all that. And you can find Geekscape at Geekscape.net and on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and everything. And you can find us here on T-Radio V every Monday at 7 o'clock. And that means next week we'll be right here. So we expect to see you. All right? Love you lots. Tell your friends. Peace.